man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 269. How does a Christian handle a cancer operation? Before he died, Brother Batzel Barrett Baxter wrote a meaningful letter in which he included his source of strength through his long ordeal and what he had learned from it. I want to share it with you now. During those long and uncertain weeks of the hospital, my greatest strength came from the promises of God. Some of the most helpful scriptures have been repeated over and over during sleepless nights and discouraging days. Among them, these stand out. Romans 8:28, "And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose." Isaiah 40:31, "They that wait for Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Psalms 84:11, "For Jehovah God is a sun and a shield. Jehovah will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly." Philippians 4:6-7, 11-13. "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therein to be content. I can do all things in him that strengtheneth me." And Brother Baxter continued in the letter, "The love and tender care of my wife, and the prayers and words of encouragement of Christian friends, have also been of inestimable value. Already, I can see the blessings that have come and are coming out of this physical ordeal. A heightened appreciation of God's blessings, an increased awareness of the many who suffer, and a greater concern for them, a clearer understanding of life's priorities, a greater urgency to preach the gospel to the lost, and a feeling of being closer to the Lord." Another Christian brother who battles with cancer and the threat of death which it can bring is Randy Becton. The way in which he has met cancer inspires every one of us to realize that there is something cancer cannot threaten. He describes his ordeal in his pamphlet, "We're Fellow Strugglers," and I quote, "My answer to insecurity has been to find something secure even cancer cannot threaten, a father-son relationship to God. Please carefully consider this relationship to see if it is the best answer for you too. In my understanding, the Bible suggests that my true identity is found in accepting God's offer to be his son with all the rights and privileges that go with it. Real security for me has come from saying yes to God's plan for my life. I believe that Jesus gives every willing person a relationship to God that nothing can threaten. Jesus' life on earth was painful. He understands exactly what we're going through. I'm finding through my experience that what he said about anxiety and trust, fear of the present and fear of the future, and concern about loved ones is true." Unquote. As we continue to hear the dreaded word cancer, let us be thankful to a God who is greater than this disease, to a God whose promises we can claim, to a God who has worked his blessings in the lives of dedicated Christian people such as Batzel Barrett Baxter and Randy Becton, to a God who deeply loves and cares for you and me, because we are his creation.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.